Joe, have you ever had your car stolen?
No.
Lucky man.
Bulls had his car stolen twice. He should play the lottery.
Jeez, I guess that's one way to look at it. I mean, where are you parking, man?
Well, only once here. Once when I was like 19 years old.
One time outside the radio station, on the street here at the station.
Wow. Well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
That was a couple of years ago.
Well, we moved on. We spent the last segment talking about that a little bit. So we wanted to ask you, Joe.
All right, Joe. Let's. There's a lot to get to here with this series. But first, you know, looking back against the Pacers, would you say that it went seven because maybe, you know, the Pacers were better than we expected? The Cavs were worse than we expected? I don't know. How do you... I mean, it was the toughest series by far the Cavs have played in the Eastern Conference since LeBron's been back. Why did it happen?
You know, I even take a little bit of umbrage with that. The Cavs have had some tough series before. I mean, they were on the brink of total disaster in 2015, the second round in Chicago, when Blatt tried to call timeout at the end of Game 4. I mean, if Scotty Foster sees that, they lose the game, the series is over, forget it. The course of history is changed. So that's the one thing. The second thing is, guys, I was, you know, before every series, I have to sit out and I have to do a position-by-position matchup for, you know, for all the stuff. And at the end of doing it for the Pacers series, I was like, I don't know, man. There was not a whole lot of leeway there. The Pacers are a hell of a matchup for the Cavs because of the personnel and what they can do with the way they guard Kevin, you know, what they had in the backcourt. It proved to be right. Now, a bunch of Cavs played really poorly. And if they play that poorly again in this series, I think they lose because the Raptors are a really good team. But the kinds of matchups that you see in this series are better for the Cavs. Absolutely they are. And, I can't take that. I can't take that lightly either. I think there are some matchups the Cavs can really exploit here.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you, Joe. I'm looking at this team, and, you know, part of it is I just look at the Pacers, Joe, and I think they're just a more physical team. I think that they were a bunch of pests to the Cavs, and, you know, they just, for whatever reason, it was a bad matchup. You know, Thaddeus Young and, you know, Lance Stephenson, those guys are a pain in the butt. You know, I think that the Cavs will, you know, I hate to say that the Raptors are like a little bit softer, but I think that the Cavs will have more opportunities to score, and certainly I think Kevin Love needs to have a big series and probably has a chance to have a bigger series in this one here against Toronto, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, Dustin. I mean, first of all, Kevin averaged 17-12 against the Raptors this regular season. I don't recall what he had in the conference semis last year against these guys. But when we were talking about matchups before, this is what I mean in the Raptors series. If Ty goes small and he starts George Hill at point guard and then Korver and JR, that means Kevin's the only big. All right, so now the Raptors are in a real bind because they either have to play Valanciunas and risk Valanciunas going out to the perimeter, which leaves the lane wide open for dunks, or Valanciunas, who hates to go out there, has to basically let Kevin shoot three. So that's a problem. The other way is if they start Tristan on Valanciunas, then you're looking at Ibaka having to run out there, and he is not nearly as excited about guarding Kevin that far out as Thaddeus Young was. So there are two ways here where this series really benefits Kevin. Now, the other way this benefits the Cavs by going small is that could possibly take Valanciunas out of the series period. Like, they may have to not play him if the Cavs go small in that regard. And Valanciunas had a huge series against the Wizards. So, you know, again, then when you start doing that, that means if they go small, that means Ibaka either has to guard LeBron, which is really bad news, or he has to run around with Korver out there on the perimeter. And if Ibaka runs out there on the perimeter, that means that the rookie Anunoby has to guard LeBron, which is a total, total nightmare for the Raptors. So, you know, listen, the Raptors have an incredible backcourt, should be able to dominate the Cavs there, and they've got a great bench. So you shouldn't be slapping high fives and booking your tickets to the conference finals, but there are real problems potentially for the Raptors in this series.
What about the other way, Joe? Defensively for the Cavs in terms of the Raptors, obviously the Raptors are a very deep team. It's the deepest team they've had. Looks like Van Vliet's going to be good to go for the series after playing in the last game. What are the Cavs' challenges defensively for Toronto?
Yeah, Adam, so it starts with DeRozan. And when they played Jeff Green on DeRozan during the regular season, DeMar had a hard time. You know, one game he was, I think, 7 of 17 shooting, and I forget what happened the other one. So the Cavs had real success there. And then one time, Kyle Lowry just was a total nightmare. But he arrived in Cleveland at like 4 in the morning from the Villanova National Championship. So you don't expect that. It starts there. But to answer your question, the Cavs have guys who can give DeMar DeRozan a hard time. If they choose to start Jeff Green, you could do that. Depending on how the other matchups go, I mean, you could put LeBron on him. J.R. Smith, you know, has had that assignment in the past. Kyle Lowry could really, really hurt the Cavs, or he could have a hard time, depending on how George Hill looks. George Hill was awesome in Game 7. We all know that. He also has a bad back now. I think he's going to play tonight. We don't know. Ty didn't say anything at shoot-around. But if George is ready to go, he gives them a chance there. Now, on the bench, I wish I had better news. You know, that's the one coming in. You know, Jordan Clarkson, Rodney Hood,
yeah,
even Larry Nance, they were overmatched. I mean, you know, Nance kind of held his own defensively, I guess. Didn't give you much on the offensive end. But, you know, you've got to account for Van Vliet. You've got to account for Poeltl. You got to account for C.J. Miles. So Tristan's got to be great, whether he starts or comes off the bench. Korver's got to be better, whether he starts or comes off the bench. And Jeff Green, same thing. You've got to have those guys.
What do we expect out of Tristan here in this series?
So your friend, my friend, Jason Lloyd, and I were talking about this at lunch today. And we're wondering if that was a lightning in the bottle, Game 7, rise to the moment thing, or if Tristan has gotten to a place where, look, I had a terrible season and I lost my job. I've had some off-court issues that have, you know, put me in an uncomfortable situation at home. And listen, like, I wouldn't have had any of that to begin with if not for basketball. So this is what it looks like when I've rededicated myself to basketball. If that's true, then, you know, you've got a guy in Tristan who could come off the bench and give you 7-8 rebounds easy off the bench, or could start and give Valanciunas maybe a hard time. So, you know, you have to hope it's the latter, but you can't make a pronunciation either way because he really only played one game in that whole series.
I think you could maybe even argue it's a little of both, Joe, right? Because, like, part of it is he was just fresher than everybody else in that game because, as you say, he essentially had been off for 2 weeks while all these guys were playing a grueling series, so he was fresher. Because I would think that even if he was, you know, good in this next series, you can't count on him for 15 points.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I would tend to agree. He's never been a 15-point scorer.
Yeah.
I think, you know, other than LeBron being just crazy awesome, like, that Tristan thing was a hell of a story. I mean, you just to see a guy rise up in a Game 7 like that, it was really cool.
We're talking with Joe Vardon, Cleveland.com. You mentioned George Hill earlier. What is the latest with him? I know he had to be shot up, you know, to play that Game 7 after sitting. I'm guessing the back's still an issue. Is he definitely good to go tonight?
I mean, I think so. You know, he looked okay walking around today. He still needs heat. I don't know if he's had any further injections. But he's so important, guys, because basically what they've learned is they need to count on as many veterans as they can to get them through. And so that's where Tristan fits in. You know, you've got your guys who won the 2016 championship. And George Hill is playoff tested and proven. He's been to conference finals, would have gone to a finals if not for LeBron. So he's legit. He can handle himself in these situations. He's a grown man. like one, an NBA insider told me during Game 7. So they need him. And I think I even failed a little bit to realize what he could mean to a team in a playoff round, just because you didn't see enough of him when he was here during the regular season. But the Cavs, I think he can make life tough for Lowry if he's right. And so, you know, I think we'll start to find out here more in about 15 more minutes when we see Ty. But you have to hope he's right.
Joe, let's wrap it with a prediction for the series. The Cavs. Sounds like you think the Cavs are going to win.
Killing me. Listen, like I said, I don't know. The Raptors were number one for a reason. They're deeper than they've ever been. The Cavs bench stunk in the first round, but, I'm done picking against LeBron.
Yep.
I didn't pick against him last year, but I'm just done with that. So if the Raptors want to be champs, here's your shot. Take it at the King. But as they said in The Wire, if you're going to come at the King, you better not miss.
That's right. It's going to be fascinating. I think the Raptors have to win the first two games to win the series.
That could be right, guys. Yeah. You could be
we'll
right.
See. Joe, thanks, buddy. We appreciate the time.
Yep, anytime.